Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been sentenced to 22 years in federal prison, the longest sentence to date for a January 6th defendant. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Before the sentence was read, Enrique Tarrio insisted he's become a different man. Here in court, the former Proud Boys leader called January 6th a national embarrassment. Tarrio said he now views his statements to followers about the Constitution and 1776 as a perversion. Judge Timothy Kelly said he was glad to hear all that, but Kelly concluded the far-right leader had an outsized impact on the January 6th attack, justifying the longest sentence to date.
After the Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell froze in front of two reporters on two separate occasions, the Capitol physician saying Tuesday McConnell did not suffer a stroke or seizure. 34-year-old Danilo Cavalcante, recently convicted of murder in Pennsylvania, who escaped from a county jail, spotted on cameras in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, say state police. This is ABC News. A disturbing incident at the U.S. Open tournament in New York City early Tuesday morning during a grueling five-game set. A fan was ejected after he shouted a famous Hitler phrase at a German player. ABC's Will Reeve with more.
A German player at the U.S. Open so offended by what he heard from the stands, he stopped the match.
He just said the most famous Hitler phrase there is in this world. It's unacceptable.
Alexander Zverev abruptly stopped and strode to the chair umpire, imploring him to intervene. Zverev saying later the fan was singing the anthem of Hitler that was back in the day. It was Deutschland über alles, and it was a bit too much. Those words translating to Germany above all, once part of the German national anthem. It's strongly associated with the Nazi regime.
Zverev won in five sets, moving on to the quarterfinals. Hong Kong's top court ruled Tuesday that the government should provide a framework for recognizing same-sex partnerships, a landmark decision for the city's LGBTQ plus community. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you. But it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Tuesday that feels like a Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, we talked about some of the breaking news as we turn the hours here to the happier happy hour. Ex-Proud Boy leader Tario sentenced to 22 years for January 6th Capitol attack.
Damn.
That is the longest prison term so far handed out in the January 6th. He was convicted of seditious conspiracy, and he recruited a group of 200 that marched on the Capitol, though he wasn't in D.C. that day. So he was an orchestrator, but not on the ground. Yet he got 22 years. I wonder if Trump's team's looking at this today. A little of the coverage from the, not the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, my bad. Former Proud Boys leader Henry Enrique Tarrio, convicted of leading the group that one judge called the tip of the spear that allowed people to end up getting in the Capitol on January 6, 2021, was sentenced Tuesday to 22 years in prison. The longest sentence yet among the hundreds of convicted of disrupting the peaceful transfer of presidential power. 22 years, a long time for being a tourist.
Staying inside the velvet ropes, right? Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
Tarrio, 39, was convicted of seditious conspiracy and obstructing the congressional proceedings meant to confirm the 2020 presidential election as part of a riot. I don't prefer to use that term, Dom, but they use it here. A riot that the U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly said last week broke America's long democratic tradition of peaceful transfers of power. Tarrio was the last of five Proud Boys to be sentenced after all were convicted in May following a 15-week trial. And Tarrio was arrested and convicted, even though he wasn't in D.C. on January 6th. He had been arrested in December 2020 after he burned a Black Lives Matter flag torn down from a D.C. church during the protest in the city following Donald Trump's defeat. He was banned from the city as a result. He's going to be staying there for a long time now, Dom.
A little more on this, Crudy. Prosecutors asked for a 33-year sentence for Tarrio, one of the most high-profile defendants who have gone to trial in the Capitol attack, but they also asked for 20 years or more for each of Tarrio's four defendants, and Kelly declined to impose such terms. The judge agreed that the convictions qualified as a terrorism under federal law and increased the federal sentencing guidelines for Tarrio, Nordine Biggs, and Real and Dominic Pozzola. But then he declined to sentence each defendant within the advisory sentencing ranges, saying repeatedly that, quote, the terrorism adjustment overstates your role in the offense. On the case of Nordine, who was an on-the-ground leader of the Proud Boys, in Tarrio's absence, Kelly imposed an 18-year term. That was the longest sentence given to any January 6th defendant so far, handed down to Oathkeepers Stuart Rhodes. Last week, another Proud Boy leader, Joseph Biggs, received a 17-year sentence, and Zachary Real received 15. Pozzola received 10.
Ouch. And it was confirmed to me, at least, you know, one of the texters confirmed, 85% of federal time must be spent in prison, although it was suggested a halfway house. You know, after a while, you could end up in a halfway house.
Tarrio apologized for his actions and those of the Proud Boys, saying police who defended the Capitol, some of whom were in the audience Tuesday, deserve nothing but praise, respect, and to be honored as the heroes they are. I am extremely
late for that sentiment.
I am extremely ashamed and disappointed. They were caused grief and suffering. He also said he had early doubts about whether the election was stolen, but kept them to himself. You know, quote, every medium I turned to told me my anger was justified. It wasn't. I do not think what happened that day was acceptable.
Was he flipping back and forth between Fox News and Truthy Social? I mean, even Trump had been banned from Twitter by then, right? By January 8th of 2021, where are you getting these reinforcing thoughts from? It is an echo chamber. You know who's still convinced that it was rigged and stolen? Peter Navarro. And, you know, he's going to trial this week as well, Don. Yeah. As the Post reports, Paul Dugan, Peter Navarro heads to trial with a gutted defense and mounting bills. You're going to have a lot of Trump people with that sort of a resume going forward. With former President Donald Trump now accused of 91 felonies and 4 historic indictments, the legal woes of his erstwhile senior trade advisor, Peter Navarro, have been reduced to a prosecutorial sideshow.
It's all a sideshow. It was always a sideshow.
Yet the 74-year-old economist, still a loud proponent of the stolen election falsehoods of his ex-boss, remains noteworthy in this sense, Dom, after right-wing provocateur Stephen Bannon, was convicted last summer of contempt of Congress. Navarro on Tuesday became the second top official in Trump's White House to face a criminal trial related to a scheme to undo Joe Biden's 2020 victory at the polls. And Navarro, who pled not guilty, said it's costing him plenty. Oh, I feel bad, Dom. My legal bills just went up another $500,000, he said last week as he departed the federal courthouse in D.C., having failed in his last-ditch attempt to have the case against him thrown out. Such is the price of defying a congressional subpoena. If the flouting leads to an indictment, as it did for Navarro, how do you feel bad for the guy? Go give testimony under oath and avoid the $500,000 and mounting legal bills. He's charged with 2 misdemeanor counts of contempt, each punishable by up to a year behind bars for refusing to provide testimony and documents to the since disbanded House Select Committee investigating the J6. Dom. Bannon, convicted of the same offenses in July of 22, was sentenced to 4 months in prison. Bannon is free pending the outcome of his appeal. Free Steve Bannon? Dominic, you going to help me on this?
There's a little bit more here. In media interviews and a 2021 memoir, Navarro has detailed what he said were his and Bannon's roles in a convoluted, many call it corrupt, effort to keep Trump in power by delaying and ultimately halting the formal count of electoral votes in Congress.
He actually went on Ari Melber and basically laid out the case against himself.
Before its televised hearings last year, the Select Committee wanted to know more about the plan, which, according to Navarro, had required Republicans to carry out a torturous series of legislative machinations to reverse Trump's defeat. It was a quote-unquote peaceful strategy, many called it harebrained, that failed, Navarro said, only because mobs of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, disrupting the endeavor. Really? That was the disrupting part? Clad in a dark blue suit and scuffed black sneakers, Navarro, who almost always loquacious when the new cameras are around, strode to a gang of journalists outside the Elijah Barrett Perryman courthouse last week before holding forth on his case. He wanted to mention, for anybody watching this right now, the address of his defense fund's website. He slowly enunciated it twice. By the time the trial finishes, I expect those legal fees to hit $750,000, he continued. Rarely given to understatement, Navarro cast his legal fight with the Justice Department as an epic constitutional battle over the separation of powers between the legislative branch and the executive branch, which is probably going to the Supreme Court. Sure it is. He said that he declined to cooperate with the bipartisan committee because Trump, even though he was no longer president, broadly invoked executive privilege in conversations with him, instructing Navarro not to testify about matters the House committee was examining.
Don't be a rat, Peter.
In a blow to Navarro, U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta voiced skepticism about the purported conversations, which are uncorroborated, and ruled last week that Navarro cannot raise executive privilege as a defense in his trial. Uh-oh. The decision stripped him of his strongest argument for acquittal. Jury selection began Tuesday with four defense attorneys in the courtroom. The meter is running. Four? Damn! Do I look like a rich man? Navarro, a longtime academic with hawkish views on China trade, who joined the Trump administration at its outset and stayed until the tumultuous end, said last week. As photographers squatted and snapped, he clutched the lapels of his pinstripe jacket and held it open. This is the same suit I wore in 2017 going into the White House, okay? Hey, you and me both, man. I got one suit. Behind him, shuffling ever closer, a 38-year-old heckler who goes by Anarchy Princess waved a poster-sized placard declaring, "Trump lost, and you know it." When the sign brushed Navarro's shoulders, he stopped talking, spun to his left, tried grabbing it, but Anarchy Princess wouldn't let go. "Bro," she scolded him, "you're already facing charges. Go ahead and commit another crime." Navarro, with a wooden smile, turned back to the microphones. "Here's the thing. If you look at the partisan nature of what's Trump lost, Trump to prison, Anarchy Princess interrupted," he continued. "The partisan nature of what's going on, you can understand the partisan nature of," he put it this way, "it's the use and abuse of our legal system to punish political rivals. And one of the ways they try to do this, they try to put you in prison, which they're trying to do with me, but it's also to bankrupt you, okay? I would just suggest that perhaps if you don't have the bankroll to be paying $750,000 for attorneys, maybe do a little less criming. But, you know, I'm just a small-time guy. I'm not a big shot like Navarro or Trump or Enrique Tarrio. 22 years, sucker.
One more related story, Dom. Jenna Ellis, you remember her. Taking into account former Donald Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis is highly publicized, griping that Donald Trump and his pack have given her the cold shoulder when it comes to paying her legal fees as a racketeering co-conspirator in Georgia. One former prosecutor claimed that it makes her a prime candidate to flip on the former president. According to a report from Newsweek's Ewan Palmer, Trump's greatest concern as he faces off with Fulton County DA Fani Willis is that Jenna Ellis, makes a plea deal now that she is faced with the possibility of legal fees that could run into the high six figures. I bet she's not a rich woman either, Dom. Representing Trump never paid well.
No, man. Everything Trump touches dies. And I think there's going to be a lot of rolling and flipping and pointing of the fingers because, it costs a lot of money to defend yourself, especially when you have four attorneys in federal court.
Well, don't they plan on having trial in October? You better hurry up and plead. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You can join us. Hurry up and dial 844-967-2789.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The Dazzling Spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
Buckle my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 60. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 63. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 50. High of 65 Thursday under cloudy skies. 72 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 70.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You are always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
John, before we get back to the phones and our fair audience, people like Dana in God's country, hold tight, Dana. You pointed out to me, Dom, there's investigations of the, let's call it the fundraising on the stolen election concept, the big grift, Dom. Jack Smith is seeking evidence of a big grift from Trump's stolen election claims. It's always been time to follow the money, Dom. Trump's raised $250 million. If that's not wire fraud, I don't know what is.
That's a lot of money, man.
I think we should get a new line of work. If they think that's kosher, we're getting in the stolen election business. The lead investigator for the House Select Committee that's investigating attempts to overthrow the 2020 election results thinks special counsel Jack Smith is now examining attempts to make money off the fraud. Speaking to Nicole Wallace today, Tim Hapfi related suspected financial dealings based on claims the election was stolen to the operation that was selling snake oil. He's looking for more evidence of the big grift, he explained. We laid this out in great detail during one or more of our hearings, and it is outlined in the report. A lot of people were profiting from the false narrative the election was stolen. Save America PAC raised $250 million after the election by telling people the election was stolen. Sidney Pell set up a nonprofit and legal defense fund in which those same lies led to a lot of people giving money. Wallace played a clip of the House Committee's hearing showing screen captures of over 25 email solicitations the Trump campaign sent out in a single day. I had to block the Trump campaign there for a while, Dom. There was also an American First Foundation, which raised money and was hired many of the former Trump staff. Again, here's a quote, Dom. Again, it is important to remember that there is no foundation in any of these fundraising solicitations. So Jack Smith is understandably interested in that because it could be a fraud scheme, right? Telling people as a basis to raise money that facts that are just simply not appropriate and it is part of a broader plan to disrupt the joint session. Is that a crime, Dom?
Absolutely, it's a crime. Wallace asked what the potential criminal exposure is for raising funds off of false pretenses. She specifically cited possible wire fraud. He agreed, but specified a scheme to defraud. Quote, if somebody says, if you drink this potion, you'll lose weight, and people buy the potion, relying on that representation, that's fraud, right? If somebody says, if you give me money, I'll use it to do the following. I'll give it to refugee settlement in our community. But you don't use it for refugee settlement. You use it for other purposes beyond that which you indicated. That is fraud. Wire fraud, mail fraud, are crimes that broadly criminalize any scheme that is meant to deprive people of their money based on deception, based on falsity. That's one of the many things the special counsel may very well be looking at. He also said that this part of the probe is still considered active. I would hope so. Just because an indictment is issued does not mean that everybody stops and the record is complete, right? The special counsel is continuing to gather facts. It is tricky because he wants a speedy trial, and if there is a superseding indictment or additional counts against the former president, it jeopardizes that March 4th trial date. This could mean something that will come about if it ripens into evidence of control conduct, which it very well may, to other charges against other people. You know that Trump was the suspected head of the conspiracy, but there are many others who have not yet been federally charged, so Smith is persisting. And they got the same deal along with the Kraken lady, Sidney Powell, using her money in the same kind of a deal, setting up this nonprofit, this legal defense fund, and raising all sorts of money off it. I mean, this is also seeming to me, Curdy, like a low-hanging fruit, a no-brainer. I mean, 25 emails in one day, you know, I mean, wow. But what do? They struck while the iron was hot. I mean, why wouldn't you? If you're sending out emails and you're getting millions of dollars, you know what I do? I send out more emails, get more money, you know, until there's a saturation point. At that point, I mean, so what, $250 million later? And that's that. I mean, is that it? No, that was a number we heard of a long time ago. I can't imagine it has stayed at that level.
If you got that much money burning a hole in your pocket, please send a check care of the Devil's Advocates, but make it out the cash.
Bring cash, a duffel bag of cash.
We will spend that money.
We will.
Bar tab or otherwise, we'll find a use.
We'll spend it as you would want us to spend it, as you would expect us to spend it.
As we would expect us to spend it. 844-967-2789. Appreciate your patience, Dana. Welcome back. How's it going in lacrosse,
hey,
buddy?
Hey, Dana.
Happy Tuesday, Devils. Feels like an effing Monday, but happy Tuesday. Yeah, and the check's in the mail, Curdy.
Yeah.
It's just so fun watching this. It's like Stephanie Miller said, it's just a big bag of rats, and they're all just gnawing on each other. You know, Curdy, one other thing that they could be going after for Trump money. Now, I read this morning, he was selling the mugshot, mugs and T-shirts, raised over $7 million on that, and they're saying, if Georgia wanted to, because that's their property and he made money off of it, they could go after that money and maybe clean up that jail he might spend a little time in.
Right. I mean, the point being is that would be a copyright violation. They own that picture.
Exactly.
That is Fulton County's picture. It's a picture of Trump, but while he was in custody, that's their picture. Do you think they'll do it, Dana? If that's the case, I would absolutely encourage them. What do you think?
I certainly encourage it, but I don't think they will. Hey, Dom, I wanted to go back also to what you were talking about when you were talking about what Peter Navarro said, where he says that all the excuses and the tactics that the Democrats are using. The one key one that you pointed out was, then they try to break you. Well, that's exactly what Trump does to all of his contractors. Over the years, he'll file bankruptcy or not pay them, and then break them through court costs until they just give up. So I think that's where Peter Navarro is speaking from. These guys are always projecting, and they think everything they're doing, the other side's doing as well, and that's why they don't think this is all a big deal. It's really quite amazing.
Dan, I appreciate you listening to God's Country to the Eagle, 1490 AM. Come back more. Devil's Advocate.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been sentenced to 22 years in federal prison, the longest sentence to date for a January 6th defendant. Here's ABC Stephen Portnoy.
Before the sentence was read, Enrique Tarrio insisted he's become a different man. Here in court, the former Proud Boys leader called January 6th a national embarrassment. And Tarrio said he now views his statements to followers about the Constitution and 1776 as a perversion. Judge Timothy Kelly said he was glad to hear all that, but Kelly concluded the far-right leader had an outsized impact on the January 6th attack, justifying the longest sentence to date.
After the Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell froze in front of two reporters on two separate occasions, the Capitol physician saying Tuesday McConnell did not suffer a stroke or seizure. 34-year-old Danilo Cavalcante, recently convicted of murder in Pennsylvania, who escaped from a county jail, spotted on cameras in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, say state police. This is ABC News.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Monday edition, back to work, but not so fast. I have questions about the Packers and training camp. And we got to find beat reporter Mike Clements. He is Civic Media's sports director. He's been living in camp. Michael, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Crudy. Hey, Dom.
I got sort of a selfish question to lead with, Mike. This weekend, I went out and I bought a green and yellowish boat, and I'm wanting to call it the Jordan Love boat. How's camp going for our new starting quarterback, man? Am I making a bad choice here, Mike? I don't mean about the boat, but I mean naming the boat. What do you think?
You'd be the first. No, I heard you talking about that. And the first thing I thought was, can you do that? Do you have to worry about the rights or something like that? But no, right. I'm sure he'd love that. Hey, listen, as opposed to 15 years ago when number 10 came running out of the tunnel in front of 65,000, he got a huge round of applause. So, you know, when you look in the stands Saturday night, there was a grandpa there wearing his number 4. I couldn't find anybody else wearing 4. But in terms of jerseys, there was
There was three kids there with a 9, a 10, you know, a 33, and you don't see as many 12s here. So, you know, the fans have moved on. The fans moved on. As a matter of fact, one of the things that when you're back in the press box, it's a good chance to mingle with folks that are part of the organization. And there's something that Aaron Rodgers has said a couple of times now in interviews, not when he's talking to the Green Bay media or now with the New York media, but when he gets on shows like Pat McAfee or something like that, and he gets a little more defensive or introspective about himself or his career. Or have you heard him say, yeah, well, then there were some doubters about after they drafted Jordan, but then, of course, I was the COVID MVP in back-to-back seasons. Have you heard him say that?
I have not heard the reference to the COVID MVP. So no, I'm not watching as close as you, man. That's why I got you at Lambeau and watching the wire services.
So when you hear him say, what's your reaction to that? Because to me, it's like, well, where is this coming from? And I'm thinking, okay, is this the sensitive Aaron Rodgers that's like some writer or some, you know, national talk sports host said, you know, he got those back-to-back MVPs, but, you know, that's when they had empty stadiums and, you know, there's some guys that decided not to play that first year and blah, blah, blah. And did somebody discredit that? So I asked this person in the organization about that, and the reply was, no, he's referring to, you know, 2020 when he said that he was immunized, and then he tested positive, and he had to sit out that week, you know, and he got all that flack because it was revealed that he had not gotten vaccinated, and they lost that game to the Chiefs, and so he's just sort of bringing that on himself. And I'm like, oh, okay, geez, you know. I mean, to me, he had two great seasons back-to-back MVP. I think he probably should have shared it with Davante Adams with all the passes he threw to him. And this person's reply, who knows him, Rodgers, better than anybody in this organization, said, yeah, we don't miss that.
Have you been watching the Hard Knocks, Mike Clemens? Have you been watching Aaron Rodgers and his new home, the New York Jets, on the Hard Knocks? They were compelled to be the stars. Have you found it interesting at all?
I don't think it's debuted yet, has it?
I'm not clear. I was asking you.
Tomorrow night or Thursday night? Yeah. I don't think
I was up north there. Hey, this weekend, Mike, I was on a boat. I'm sorry, man. I didn't watch the Hard Knocks.
Hey, God bless you for that. You guys have been working hard and everywhere. I think it comes on either tomorrow night or Thursday night. But they do now. They've been, you know, putting out a little bit of clips about it. Oh, absolutely, I'll be watching it. Sure, frame by frame. You bet.
Now back to our quarterback, the guy that's in camp for the Packers this year, Jordan Love. How do you look on Saturday night? How's he looked overall in camp, Mike? And I'm looking for an honest assessment out of you.
You know, he's getting better every day. He had command of the offense, but, you know, he comes out there, and when they finally get to 11-on-11 team, first play they call, not to Christian Watson, but to Romeo Doubs, number 87, down the right sideline with Jair in coverage, and he overthrows him. Next ball goes to Luke Musgrave, this second-round pick, tight end, very smart kid, 6'6". They bring him over the middle, overthrows him. And, you know, then they pretty much had to come off the field, and second team came in and ran some plays. But by the end of the night, he'd gone 11 for 19, and he looked really good in a two-minute offense and drilled a nice touchdown pass to Christian Watson. So, you know, he was bringing along. And after Saturday night, LaFleur said, yeah, I think there was some adrenaline going on there. I think he was a little keyed
right.
up. Yeah. But, you know, you're going to miss the arm and the football IQ of Aaron Rodgers. It's just simple. But this team is so much more together. There's kind of a weight that's been lifted. There's kind of a, you know, if Aaron was here one more year, there'd be all those expectations about, well, we've got to win it for him. We got to get to a Super Bowl for him. That's all gone. Now these guys are equal and playing for each other. And you'll have more of a running game, and hopefully you'll be healthy on your offensive line. You've got some very talented but very young offensive linemen, and I think the most important thing that Jordan Love is going to be, and I don't like the word, you know, game manager, but, you know, as the conductor, to make sure that these guys are not jumping off sides, that they're not in illegal formations, that you don't have a young football team with 9 penalties and up for 100 yards, you know, by the third quarter. That's probably the most important thing that Jordan Love's got to, you know, figure out in the next 4 weeks and 2 days before they take on the Chicago Bears in Chicago.
Not that anybody's counting. Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest live via phone calling in from Lambeau Field. He is our friend Mike Clemens, the sports director at Civic Media. But Mike, I got to tell you, I saw a troubling article at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Adam Schein, I believe you pronounce his name, from the CBS Sports Network, said this. I want to get your reaction to his quote. You have players on defense calling out the offense. This is a flat-out debacle. It's also predictable because Jordan Love can't play football. Simple as that. You have Rasul Douglas. He's talking all sorts of smack to Aaron Jones, saying, you guys bleeping stink. Jones is livid and then acknowledges the offense is terrible. Defensive players are calling out the offense. Jordan Love can't do a damn thing. Adam Schein, where'd he get this from?
Was the last Thursday's practice? Yeah. They've had this competitive period so far in training camp. And so now it's like game on. And it's offense against defense. If offense scores, they win. If the defense can defend them, then the defense wins, and somebody's going to be doing the pick of the other squad, whether you're going to be sit-ups, push-ups, up-downs, that kind of thing. And so, you know, there was a play where Aaron Jones was, you know, pointing at Rasul and saying that was interference, and Rasul's yelling back at him and saying, get back on your side. And, you know, they're just jawing with each other and all that. So you're saying that Schein is making that a whole thing, like,
well, he's making it a negative assessment of Jordan Love, saying basically the man can't play football, Mike. That's troubling. He's our starter.
Oh, you know, some of these players, man, they love that kind of stuff. That motivates them. They motivate that. I'm also convinced that Jordan does shut that stuff out, that he is not looking at the press. You know why? You know why? Because on the first day of training camp, on the front page of the paper, not the sports section, on the front page of the paper was a piece that Ryan Wood, who worked for the Green Bay Press Gazette, it's also covered in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, was working on a bio piece very much like the one that I did last fall on Jordan, and it with a big picture on the front. So it was in the hard copy of the paper that I picked up in the morning at breakfast, and I thought, you know what, I'll take this into the kid. First I read Ryan's story. And on the corner, it said something about heat strokes with the latest wave of heat storms. You know, so I took the paper to him and I said, "Hey, did you see this story about climate change? It's really interesting." Meanwhile, his picture is completely covered on the front page of the paper. And he goes, "Oh," and he thought that's what I was talking about. So he starts reading the climate change story until he opens it up. He goes, "Wait, what's this? Whoa. When did this come on?" I go, "Yesterday." Like, no one on the team had told him. He was on the front page of the Milwaukee and Green Bay paper.
And Clemens, let him know. Listen to the Devil's Advocates. We got one foot in tomorrow. He'll know what's on tomorrow's paper today.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'm kind of surprised that, you know, the team, like the public relations people, didn't tip him off. Hey, by the way. And then he started looking. He says, "Hey, man, can I keep it?" I said, "Yeah, I brought it for you. So... you know, but really, read that climate change story. You know, that's a really good one.
Everyone, you know, should read the climate change story. So, hey, Mike, let me ask you.
Go ahead. I was just trying to test them. But, you know, when he says he's shutting out the outside world, he's shutting out the outside world.
Yeah, he really is. What about what's going on in camp? We're paring down the quarterbacks now. So, obviously, we got Love. What's going on in the backup situation right now?
Well, they've got Sean Clifford is a guy that they drafted, and he moves the football. And then they brought in this Alex Magoo, who won the USFL championship, and they just think that they've got more action there with those guys. They also know that they got a limited amount of snaps left in this camp and in the preseason, and they want to work those three young guys. LaFleur was asked, could you really go into a season with two rookie quarterbacks, essentially Jordan Love and Sean Clifford? He said, yeah, I did before in Washington. And it's like, oh, yeah, RG3 and Kirk Cousins back in 2012 when he was working for Shanahan. So we still keep on wondering if, in fact, they're going to bring a true NFL veteran into this camp. But today's big story was Rashawn Gary, outside linebacker, taken off the PUP just 9 months after a torn ACL. I mean, that's amazing. Now, he'll still do individual drills. He's still working on his rehab. But to be off the PUP that quickly, that's an amazing turnaround and from his surgery that he had on that left knee.
And speaking of, how's the defense looking overall at this point?
Well, they missed him tremendously in the second half of the season. Lucas Van Ness, you know, their first round pick is big and fast, and I can hardly wait to see him chasing down quarterbacks. They've actually asked the defense to back off and give Love time. The interesting story continues on the back end, because I thought that losing, not bringing back Adrian Amos, for however how much money he wanted, is a huge loss, because they called him Smash. He was a hard-hitting guy, a veteran back there. And Darnell Savage, the other safety, got benched for a few games last year. So now Savage is back there running the defense. They started out with Rudy Ford, who's, you know, a guy who's been a special teams player in most teams. He had some flash last year when he got in, when they had some injuries. But I'm just like, I would be nervous about Rudy Ford and Savage as the back end. They did bring in Jonathan Owens, a guy who's had some time with the Texans, and now they're running Owens more on the back end along with Darnell Savage. But a second-year man that they drafted, Tariq Carpenter, had a couple of picks Saturday night. So that's a huge competition, and interesting to see Friday night against the Bengals who's going to win that safety spot.
Mike, I was listening to Mino and the Mayor on WGBW this morning. I heard Chris Jackie, former Packer kicker, on the radio. Who's the current Packer kicker?
Anders Carlson.
And do you trust this guy?
Well, he was shanking him, man. He was wide right on a lot of kicks, but he had a good night, and he needed it, family night. He was 7 of 8 from about 45, 50 yards out, so that's improving.
Well, that's a step in the right direction. And final question. I didn't know if I got it straight from you or not. Jordan Love boat. Love it or greatest name for a boat ever?
Oh, no, I love it. It beats the it beats the USS Trubisky. You know what I'm saying?
Mike Clements, you're a clever fella. Our reporter, Mike Clements, live from Lambeau Field, will keep checking in. Preseason starts this Friday across the Civic Media Network, 3 different markets. Mike, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Come back for Devils Advocates. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot.
But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms. Overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 60. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 63. Lows around 50. Tomorrow night, overcast. Cloudy skies Thursday with a high of 65. 72 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 69.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to Sports Talk Live Now, The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789 or get that Civic Media app and smash that text or call button.
Buddy, I'm looking at the, what they call it, the app formerly known as Twitter, and Scotty Wanker's tweeting at this hour.
Oh, great.
Go woke, go broke. Megan Rapinoe, Dylan Mulvaney, and Target. Just a visual collage, if you will. Go woke, go broke. Says the man who had a net negative worth until after he took that position at the Young Adolphs Foundation, Dom, and apparently makes $800,000 a year. Sell your soul, it pays just fine, says Scott Walker.
844-967-2789.
Did I mention I don't like that guy? He's not allowed on the boat.
You know it's jumped the shark when Scott Walker wades in. You know what I mean? Doogie from Chi-Town. Welcome, Doogie. What do you got for us today?
Hey, good afternoon. You know, yeah, I really didn't listen to pay much attention to any of the Wisconsin sports talk, but I understand that's all you guys got besides.
Did you hear the Mitchell Trubisky crack? That was funny. I felt like he said it for you, Doogie.
He's in the past. Let's move forward. Okay. But hey, I do got something that will actually make you guys laugh or feel good, I hope.
All right.
August 3rd, I went and I Googled Trump's current lawyer. That's all over the TV media, John F. LaRoe. He's based out of Tampa, Florida, and his Google rating had 19 rates, and it was at 2.2 stars. But now fast forward to the next day, August 4th, that was the 3rd, I just decided to Google it again. And, there's only two Google ratings, and now they're at both 5 stars.
How do you get to erase your Google ratings? Because we could get Dom up to 2 or 3 stars probably. Right. for sure.
Yeah, I don't know how they did it, but yeah, I have the screenshots to prove it. It's hilarious. So yeah, his actual rating was 2.2, just in case anybody cares.
he's been out. Of course, he tried to get a delay in the response to the DOJ's request. And of course, the judge said no. They did respond today, but the dude was out doing all 5 shows in the morning, man, on the NBC, the CBS, all across the cable networks, defending Trump. Did you see any of it? And what do you think of his defense thus far?
I cannot watch most of that, but all we know is that it's a ex. How do you pronounce Exeter, but with the SH instead? Show. Yeah, that's what we'll call it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got you, man. I got you. It is a show for sure. Thanks for calling, man. 844-967-2789. Getting your calls in before the Maggie Dawn Show at 6 o'clock. Rico from Rock County. What's going on, Rico? How you doing today, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
You got the best laugh. I love your laugh, Rico. You get me smiling. We know it's coming. I'm going to smile before I even hear it.
Oh, man. That's what I wanted to do. Yeah, that's what I'm on. That's what I'm in. Hey, I like this guy you got covering the Packers. Another Mike, right? Isn't he Mike?
Mike Clemens.
Help me out, guys, here.
Mike Clemens, yeah, Civic Mike. Media's own Packer beat reporter.
Wait. You guys are getting a lot of mics, but this guy's pretty good. I like him. I like the way Kenny adds a lot more personal flavor to things, and that's kind of cool. But I don't even know what to talk about tonight. You guys got so much going on for a Monday. I don't even know the boat. Well, we could call it the SS Cutler, I guess. You know, that'd be a nice name, SS Cutler. Remember that guy? Hey, but I was going to talk about the Packers. I was going to say, you know, I think we're putting way too much pressure on the old love man here. And if I remember right, you guys want to go back and think about last year, it was our defense. It was our defense that kept us competitive last year. And I am good. Just like Mike said, I think we're going to miss Amos, you know, and they stuck with Ford. But I think our defense is there. And you know what? You ain't got to put a lot of pressure on this guy because we got Aaron Jones and we got Dylan there in the backfield, man. You do not have to put the pressure on this guy right away. And I think that's going to open up something for him. He does have an arm though. And, well, that's all I'm going to say about the Packers tonight. So thanks for letting me talk, guys.
All right, man.
I appreciate everything you do.
Rico. I don't have any Packer tickets for you, Rico.
844-967-2789. We usually have some tickets to give away, but I didn't check my email today. Let's go, Paul. You're next. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Devils. You invoked Scott Walker's name, a governor, the worst governor in my lifetime, that took a great road system and completely destroyed it. And it still hasn't been fixed completely. May take 10 years to fix the mess.
You should try pulling up. Boat on a trailer down those Scott Hole roads.
Oh, come on, man. Paulie, all the orange barrel fatigue we had during the Walker administration. I mean, you should be thanking the man.
I wouldn't thank him for anything. Because that's how I originally started calling the Devils, because the roads got so bad, I couldn't get by an auto body shop. Anyway, if you can't fix the roads, you're a loser, and that's all I want to say about it. Hey, please try not to bring his name up again. It just it makes me call in, though. Thanks, Devils. Yeah. Great show today, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Wisco. Words of wisdom from the wanker. Go walk.
So we've got a few more callers, 844-967-2789. We got Darren, and apparently sounds like a pretty bad line, and we have CJ. So let's go with Darren. You're up, Darren. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Darren.
Hi, guys.
We can live with this line. The alternative, CJ. Go ahead.
Darren, you're up.
Darren from Hello. The Falls.
Yeah, you're on the radio. What do you got for us, Darren?
I was wondering what you guys think about the government processing the 2 million gun checks over the last couple of months, when historically it's been more like 1 million, because I don't know how many more guns the righties can buy. I'm just wondering if it's our side that's buying them up, and I don't know how it could have like gone up so much.
Darren, I had not seen that the number of, like, I guess he's talking about firearm registrations.
Yeah, background checks, right.
Had doubled. I don't know, man. I bought a boat. I don't need a gun. I can just push off from shore and get away from Dom. I don't have to shoot him. Thank you all for listening to the
Thanks, Darren.
Yacht Rock edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Keep it rolling for the Maggie Dawn Show coming up at 6 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, it's the Paul Revere Show with our favorite seaman, Mark Thompson, attorney at law. Rick Smith nationwide at 8 o'clock. Keep it locked. Civic Media for all the best talk. And Yacht Rock all night long. Thank you for listening.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal.
my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Patton.